Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan.
It is Friday, ladies and gentlemen. That means it's the best day of the week. Here at Walking in His Word.
We love Friday.
If you're brand new with us, maybe this is the first time ever you tuned in. We love Friday.
We do.
We just can't get enough of it.
Love Friday.
And, you know, Pastor Luke, Friday is the best day of the week.
Except Sunday.
But, oh man, we're in a good mood this morning. We're going to be wrapping up this awesome message. Are you lukewarm?
We just had our men's conference, you know, over the week. And for the men's conference, we get these things from the root beer from Frankenmuth.
Oh, yeah. The Frankenmuth Brewery. Yeah, the kegs.
The kegs.
Yeah.
Oh, the big kegs. So they're heavy.
Oh, they're so heavy.
And we get three of them, and we put the taps on them, and we set them up. We put them on ice, and we just drink root beer for 2 days straight. It's fantastic.
Fantastic.
And then there's always leftover root beer.
Yeah.
There's always a keg left over, half filled maybe.
Yeah, right.
And it sits out in our cafe area here. And during the work week, it's ready to go. You just come over, pull the lever, fill up your cup with some root beer.
Oh, yeah.
And you're happy like a little clam.
Oh, yeah.
But the problem is, Pastor Aaron, it's been sitting out for days.
Yeah.
Not on ice.
No ice.
And you put that root beer in that cup, and it's lukewarm.
Yeah, it's no good.
It really isn't very good.
No.
Your favorite drink kind of becomes a little like...
a little disappointing.
Yeah, and if you're not careful, on a hot summer day, a drink sitting out on the counter, a cup of whatever, a Coke or a root beer, it can almost be on the side of warm.
Oh, yeah.
Lukewarm, warm... it's terrible.
It's so bad.
It's gross.
It really is. It's so bad.
You want to spit it out of your mouth.
Yeah.
It just foams up right away. And you're like, oh, this is not quenching my thirst. It's not satisfying me whatsoever. Get this out of my mouth.
Yeah.
That's what God thinks about those who are lukewarm.
Wow. Come on.
I find it interesting. God doesn't say, I hate those who hate me.
Yeah.
I hate those who are lukewarm. I spit you out of my mouth.
Yeah. That's some strong graphic language that he's using right there.
It is. I agree. Pastor Tim's got a little bit more to say on this, and we'll be right back.
Come on.
Every man is righteous in his own eyes. Every man is faithful in his own eyes. Every man is rich and have need of nothing in his own eyes. But oh, when the Holy Spirit takes the word of the Lord and searches the deep recesses of our heart, it's like the candle of the Lord searching out all the dark places. Suddenly we see how naked and wretched and poor and blind we are without Jesus. Oh, that we might have more of Jesus. More of Jesus. Anoint your eyes. Put on that garment. How important it is, right? Buy true gold that's been tested and refined in the fire. He tells them in verse 19, be zealous and repent. Be zealous and repent. You know, he told five churches to repent. He didn't tell Pergamos, the persecuted church, or Philadelphia, that great commitment to the Great Commission church to repent. But he's telling the Laodiceans to repent. He says, I want you to be zealous about this. Be zealous and repent. In other words, be passionate. Be serious. Get on this. Do it quickly. You need to repent. Don't be slow to believe and slow to turn to God. But, man, be earnest about this. Be passionate about this. You need to repent. That's what he's telling them. Be zealous and repent. And then verse 20, some people say, this is Jesus knocking on the door of the unbelieving heart. Others would say, no, this is Jesus knocking on the door of the believer's heart. What do you say it is, Pastor Tim? I say it could be both. This passage of Scripture could be both. The Laodicean church obviously was filled with people that were apostate or unbelievers. that needed to get right with God, needed to be saved, and it probably was filled also with some believers that were just so lukewarm in the faith. And so I believe this passage where Jesus is standing on the door, notice he's on the outside trying to get in. The outside trying to get in. That it could apply to unbelievers as well as believers. I mean, it is a letter to a church. So there had to be believers there. But also, it's such an apostate church. It probably was filled with unbelievers that thought they were believers. So I'm just going to say, you can apply this to both believers and unbelievers, all right? And if you disagree with that, that's fine. That's fine. But he's standing at the door knocking. And he says, if anyone hears. That's one of the themes of the seven letters. May God give you an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. You can hear God speak to you. You can feel God speaking to you. If somebody is knocking at your heart, chances are you can feel the thump, thump, thump of the Spirit. Sometimes you can hear God speaking to you, that voice. The voice coming through the word of the Lord today. Man, as I was preaching, the Lord was just speaking to you, speaking to you, speaking to you, like arrows shot from his quiver into your heart, just speaking to you. You got to hear that. And the Bible says, open, open. You know, we sing that song. Make room, make room. How does it go? Spirit, fill the room. Spirit, make room. How's that song go? We sang it today. We sang it today. It's one of our, I think we sang it today. Maybe we sang it on Wednesday. You know what song I'm talking about? I make room for you. Maybe we sang it at a pre-service prayer meeting. What is it? Do you know it? The words? To fill the room? Yeah, we're waiting for you to thank you. We're waiting for you. Thank you, church, for helping me out. You're as confused as I was. I looked at my son. He's like, no. We're waiting for you to fill the room. Well, there's different ways you can look at that, to fill the room, like this sanctuary, the physical structure, with your Spirit, because we're here, Lord. Or how about this, to fill the room of my heart. You know, like your heart is like a house with many rooms. Fill the rooms, every room in my heart. Or maybe you can look at your family as a family of rooms. Three children, my spouse, myself. Lord, fill each room that constitutes our family. Fill the room of this church, Lord. Every ministry, every program, every leader, every person that comes, fill the rooms, Lord. Fill the rooms. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. I want my altar ministry team, the men of my altar ministry team, if you guys can come forward at this time, and you know who you are, because you're going to be praying for me. These are the men that are on my altar ministry team. Just come forward and just stand and face the congregation. All right. And I wanted to close this message by praying for each man that is here. So I'm going to have you, and maybe some of you have never done this before, but I'm going to have you come forward. And I'm going to pray over you. These men, they're going to pray for you as well. Pray for you to do what? Well, I want you to open the door of your heart. Just open the door of your heart to every room that is in your life. You know, not just your living room, but your closet, your bedroom, the basement, the attic, to every single room. The place that has never been cleansed, you've never allowed the Lord into that room, I want you to open up every room of your heart. These men are going to be praying for you, all right? Laying hands on you and praying over you for God to touch you, to come into your heart. As you come forward, I want you to be opening up your heart. Can you do that? All right, man, come on forward at this time. All the men in the sanctuary, just come on forward and just go in the altar area here. And men, you're just going to have to circulate amongst them, all right? Just circulate amongst them. want everybody to get that physical touch. Please step forward. Don't stop in the aisle, all right? Just keep pressing in, pressing forward. Look at all these men here today. This is a prelude to man up. You are surrendering, responding, opening up your heart's door. Hallelujah. God is good.
It's never a good thing just to be just kind of lukewarm, just kind of going through the motions. You know, I feel like most people would agree with that you don't just want to just kind of do whatever to get by and hope that good stuff happens to you. And Pastor Tim was talking about how this message was kind of a prelude to our Man Up Men's Conference, which we had last weekend. And there was something that one of the speakers said at the conference, and he was talking about David and Goliath. And he made an interesting comment, right? Because that's a story that if you've like been to church once in your life, you've probably heard the story of David and Goliath.
Yeah.
But he said, you know, I don't think that David was the only person who could have beaten Goliath. He said he was just the only one who believed in God enough to step out and actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a great quote, because I've heard people talk about that before. And I think I don't ever want to be somebody who's just going to sit on the sideline and let somebody else go fight a battle.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit on the sideline and let somebody else go fight for my family.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit on the sideline and let somebody else fight for the teenagers in this area. You know, as the youth pastor here, I don't want to sit on the sideline and let somebody else fight for anything that is something that I'm supposed to be fighting for.
Yeah.
And if you want to have that passion, you want to have that drive, that desire, you got to step out.
Yeah.
You got to go to the battle. You can't just sit on the sideline. That's kind of what Pastor Tim's this whole message all week has been about. If you want to be passionate, on fire for Jesus, you can't just sit there and expect it just to happen.
Have you ever had an interaction with a person that is like just not passionate about life?
Yeah.
And you can't motivate them to do anything?
Oh, yeah.
Or like a bump on a log?
Yeah.
It's very difficult to deal with those people. And you kind of feel like God. You're like, I just wish somebody else would just fill this void here. Like,
yeah.
Oh my goodness. I can't work with this. I can't do this. It is very frustrating to interact with somebody who is lukewarm about their life.
Yep.
God wants us to be passionate.
Mm-hmm.
Passionate. Well, how else can I say this as we are almost done here this week with this message called Are You Lukewarm? What else could we say to convince the people out there to catch fire, get passionate, start praying prayers, step in, get in the game, step up, stand up, fight, let's go, get passionate. This is your life. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be lukewarm.
Don't do it. Don't be lukewarm.
Yeah, it's frustrating dealing with people like that. Don't be like that. Let's go. Let's do something awesome.
That's right. Our God is the God of the impossible.
Yes.
And he does impossible things through people just like you and I.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Let's go.
It's been great to be with you this week, everybody. I want to personally invite you out to church this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m.
Come on.
Amazing things are happening at Cornerstone Church. You can find out more information online, our website, cornerstone.com. Check us out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. We'd love to see you visit us. Do not be a stranger. Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information about Cornerstone Church at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Please subscribe to us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram, Facebook. I want to personally invite you out to church this Sunday. We got two services, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. And we live stream our 11 a.m. services. You can find the stream on our website, on our Facebook page, or on our YouTube page. It's been great to be with you today, everybody. See you next time.